Are you prepared for the return of Jesus Christ? Do you sense that we are living in the final days before His glorious appearing? Now more than ever, it's crucial for believers to be ready and equipped for the coming move of God. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a vital message for you in this critical hour. In the End Time Readiness Package, you'll receive two powerful resources to help you navigate the narrow band of time before Christ's return. In Living at the End of Time, a time of supernatural increase, Kenneth Copeland reveals that we've entered a period of acceleration. You'll discover how to cooperate with God's end time agenda and experience signs, wonders, and miracles in your everyday life. In Gloria Copeland's mini book, Are You Ready? Learn how to stay watchful and in tune with the Spirit so you're fully prepared with God's word for what's ahead. Live victoriously and confidently, free from fear in these end times, and be ready for the greatest outpouring of God's glory ever seen. Get equipped with the End Time Readiness Package and receive books by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on paperback or as digital downloads. Request your free package today on kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Find out how you can live healed, protected, and free from fear. Offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We welcome you to the Believer's Voice of Victory today. I'm here with my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons. I'm Pastor George Pearsons, and we are glad to be with you.
It's always fun to do this. We enjoy the opportunity. Say, well, you're there. You can't really see us. We see you. You can't see us. Yes, we do. You know, there's such a work of God that He has done, that He can do and does do, and that is you really are in our hearts. Now, I don't see your face. Sometimes it's like I do, but I can look through that camera and I know you're there. I know you're there. I can sense you because you are in God, we're in God, and together we can have that kind of connection by the Holy Spirit. So put your faith in it that what we're saying to you today is directly from the Lord, and it's personally for you. This is a one-on-one conversation.
And you know, Kenneth Copeland Ministries' greatest vision is you.
Right.
It's your development in the Word of God, growing in Him, and being able to use the Word of God skillfully. I remember one time Brother Copeland said this from the platform, I'll never forget it, but he said, Kenneth Copeland Ministries is called to teach you how to take a Word from God, stand on it, and walk it out to victory. And that's why we're here, to be able to do this for you. And I want to remind you that all of the outlines that we're working from are available on kcm.org/notes. And these are very important because they're dealing with things that we're seeing taking place today. These are end time warnings and instructions and equipping.
And we've already
the saints for the last days. That's basically what we're talking about.
And we've established that we're in the last days.
Yes,
The Hebrew actually translated end of days. We're at the end of these days, not the, just the end of time, but end of time as we know it.
Yep.
Things are changing and you can tell things have changed and some things are never going to go back the way they were. You know, those things were better than what they are now, but when the Lord puts things back the way they should be, they'll be better than any of that. The best days are ahead. But right now, we've got to be prepared, ready, and equipped for the condition this world is in.
We have to be vigilant. We've got to be sober. We've got to be watching, keeping our eyes open, keeping our spirit sensitive to the things that are going on around us, and absolutely not allowing the news to deter us or bring fear into our lives, for us to walk by faith, not by sight, and really take that dominion. You have to watch the last 2 days of what we've been talking about here, but take our authority in our own lives, because we are not subject to, in Christ, the collateral damage of the curse. We are subject to the kingdom of heaven on earth.
We've been talking about these being very volatile, shaky, prophetic times. Well, how do you know that we're in prophetic times? Well, Jesus laid it out for us in Luke 21, Matthew 24. If you go to the notes at kcm.org/notes, we also have included their whole list of scriptures about the end times. But Jesus gave us quite a dissertation, one of the longest that we have recorded in the scripture, on the end times and the signs and what it would be like. But let me summarize it for you. You could summarize it with deception, unprecedented strife and betrayals, things incomprehensible, everything that you ever depended on to be the same, things that you depended on, whether it was the things that are in the heavens, relationships, government, whatever was you thought, just assumed you could depend on, there'll be great upheaval and nothing will be able to be depended on, as it all will be shaken, everything except Him, His word, His kingdom. And so if you are in Him, full of His word, operating in His kingdom, you won't be shaken either. And that's what we're doing to equip you for all the things that are happening and the things that are yet to come.
So we talked about refusing to fear. That was Monday. We talked about the authority of the believer. That was on Tuesday. And today and tomorrow, we're going now into the realm of protection, being protected in times like these. And 1 John 5:18, we know that whosoever is born of God sins not, but he that is begotten of God keeps himself, and that wicked one touches him not. I mean, you could spend a whole broadcast on that one phrase right there. He that is begotten of God keeps himself.
You've got, and there's some of your, something you have to do to keep yourself there.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
But the result is?
But the result is the wicked one touches him not. Now, the title of this today is The Untouchables. The Untouchables, if some of you remember, I remember back when The Untouchables was a black and white program that came on television back in the, it was 1959 through 1960 something, and I used to watch it. And I was fascinated by the Untouchables because they never got defeated.
They were
literally untouchable. And I did a little research on this, and some of you might remember. The show was about real life 1930s U.S. Treasury agents. They were led by Elliot Ness. Remember that name?
Elliot Ness. And what was the theme song?
I've got it in my brain. Da-da-da-da. It was one something like that. Da-da-da-da. It was real like untouchable. But what they did, led by Elliot Ness, and they took down the bootleg empires of Scarface Al Capone and other gangsters. Well, there's a comparison between that and the spirit world, because in the world of the spirit, there are gangsters that are out there, and we are the untouchables. We are the ones that take dominion over them. And they were named the untouchables because of their courage, of their integrity, and the fact that they could not be intimidated, nor could they be bribed by the mob. So they were this gang of men that were just out for justice and to make sure that the right things took place. And we are the untouchables. Say, I am untouchable.
Untouchable.
Devil, you can't touch me.
You can't touch me.
You can't touch my family.
You can't touch my family.
You can't touch my church.
You can't touch my church.
We are protected.
We are protected.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
You know, it says in Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. But you might think to yourself, well, Terry, all the stuff that's going on around us, I mean, the things that are happening, the corruption, the utter corruption that is taking place. What are we going to do? This thing's going to eventually touch us. But no, according to the word, it says, the fear of the Lord leads to life, then one rests content, untouched by trouble.
Knowing that God is the almighty, all powerful, that's really a fearsome thing to be against Him. To know that when you are with Him, when you have covenant with Him, through your faith in Jesus, then you're on His side, and everybody else that's against Him, in fact, Jesus told Paul, he said, Paul, when he was Saul, he said, it's very hard for you to kick against the pricks. this is not going to go well with you.
Right.
He was about,
right.
He was about to, he was ready to deal with Saul, who was giving trouble to the church. And Saul was wise enough to, in the fear of the Lord, he yielded to him. You see that? He was the fear of the Lord. He yielded to the Lord, and immediately Jesus began to move in his life. So this fear of the Lord brings us to life. Mm-hmm. The fear of the Lord puts us successfully, victoriously against all the foes of God.
And that fear is an honor. It's a respect. It is looking to Him as our Father, as our guide, as our leader, and giving attention to Him. The fear of the Lord. It says in the New Living Translation, the fear of the Lord leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm. The Amplified Bible says, the reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it rests satisfied. He cannot be visited with actual evil. That's a great scripture in times like these.
It is. And I think it'd be good to kind of add in there, they cannot be visited successfully. Because the devil's going to try to show up. You saw him put pressure on Jesus throughout the Gospels, never touched him. Jesus said, I take up my life and I give it when I decide to. Nobody takes my life from me. But there were plenty of encounters and opportunities, but he never, never gave over his seat of authority that he knew he had mm-hmm. against the devil.
So Jesus was untouchable. He had an assignment to fulfill, as we all do. He honored his Father and he stayed protected. And listen to this scripture. This is Luke 4, 28 through 30. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, they drove him out of the town and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way.
That's supernatural.
Untouchable.
He didn't disappear. As in, mm-hmm. like, where, you know,
yeah.
But somehow they didn't know it was him. Exactly what happened doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He went with the pressure of the crowd. I've seen that hill or at the edge of that cliff.
We've been
stood
there.
Mm-hmm. They're just pressure, just a mob pushing and pushing and pushing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was just.
He walked through the crowd.
Away, just turned around. And they backed out of his way.
And went on his way. John 8:58, Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Now, it says he hid himself, but he didn't hide under something.
Under a bush.
No. This is supernatural here. He walked through the crowd. No, he went through the midst of them and passed by. That's amazing.
Where did he hide, George?
Well, it says that by faith in the secret place of the Most High. He hid in the secret place of the Most High.
And the secret things belong to the Lord, and he ain't telling the devil. You know, this just reminds me of that story, Jesse Winley. And he was preaching out on the street. A bunch of gangs came up to threaten him. And he was on a platform. They came up, because he was preaching like a street preacher. Yeah. And they were going to threaten him, yelling him, came up with knives and so forth. And he said later he just came to himself. And when he came to himself, he was across the street. All these guys were backed up against the wall, and they were saying, we didn't know it was real, Brother Winley. We didn't know that it was real. We didn't know that it was real. So that's an example of what happened.
Yeah.
How do you know? Don't try to explain things of the Spirit with natural reasoning. The point was that by faith in the secret place, he was hidden. In that place in God, and in the midst of all that, it was a testimony to those young men, and they came to the Lord.
You know, Terry, I was just thinking about when we were in Guatemala, Mm-hmm. And we got between the Guatemalan military and the communist guerrillas. We were with Jim Zirkle in that group, just a group of us that were with him, and we were right in the middle of that firefight.
The gun battle, grenade launchers going off, and there we were, right there. Got out of the, they had at gunpoint stopped us, told us to get out of the car. We got out, and as soon as we did, a military truck came over the hill, and a gun battle ensued. And so Jim yelled, hit the dirt. And so literally said that, hit the dirt.
Yep.
And so we did, we just piled up. But I'm going to go ahead, if I just tell this. So there we are, and I could see under the car that where we had just been, mm-hmm. and I could see someone kneeling down with
their... How did you get to the ground?
Well, when we first started getting out of the car and that happened, I got real curious, and I'm looking up over the car, so I'm going to watch this gunfight, and Pastor George grabbed me by the hair of the head. He grabbed my hair, and he jerked me down, threw me down on the ground. I didn't know whether to punch him or say thank you for saving my life. Looking under this car, I see a guy on one knee. He's got a grenade launcher, and he's blowing, trying to fire against that truck, and my heart was beating so hard. The adrenaline was phenomenal. It was beating so hard, it was lifting me off the ground. I could feel my heart beating so hard. Mm. My mind was going, well, look at this. I wonder what's going on. Do you think they see us over here? Wonder what that guy is doing. Look at that. Wow. Well, man, I'm just looking under there. I wonder what it feels like to be shot. We could feel bullets hitting the ground all around us. Rocks were pelting up. I wonder if I've been shot. But then I heard somebody praying in tongues. I mean, praying fiercely, boldly, in tongues.
Yes.
And I could hear Jim Zirkle saying, that's right, that's right. Pray in tongues, pray in tongues. And I thought, wow, listen to that person pray in tongues. It was me. It was me. So what am I telling you that? Because in the midst of all of that situation, what was in my spirit took authority, took charge. My head, it checked out. My body, the adrenaline was pumping so hard because I had no training for a gun battle. They don't teach you that here, and I do now. But the three parts, spirit, soul, and body, the two got out of the way. My body was useless. My mind was not helping me with anything. The spirit man rose to the top, and in boldness and authority, I know I was giving the devil what for. And we just, all of a sudden, they just all disappeared. The communist band of guerrillas, they just disappeared off to the side. Military people, they didn't even stop to bother with us. They just kept going. And then all of a sudden, we're just there. Then there was this other great phrase Jim Zirkle used, let's get out of here. And so we jumped in the car and off we went.
Well, I was thinking about that example because I have not thought about this before, but we were hidden. We were hidden in plain sight.
In plain sight.
We were there.
That's true.
They could have shot us. But whatever happened, whether it was angels that were surrounding us, or we literally disappeared,
to them,
or we became like chameleons and we blended in with the ground, or whatever happened, it was supernatural. That's what happened to Jesus. We were untouchables that day.
Mm-hmm.
They could not touch us. Colossians 3:3, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And I like that word hidden in the Greek, to conceal by covering, to keep secret. In verse 3 in the Message translation, your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. Jesus was hidden and protected in plain sight, and so are we.
Just like your spirit man is hidden by this body, when it's necessary, the spirit man will rise up and hide you naturally.
Yeah.
If that's what needs to happen. And that's not only in physical situations, but you know, to be, Moses was hid in the cleft of the rock.
Yes.
And he saw the goodness of God. So that means that arrows can fly, hurtful things can be said, but you can come to the place, what the Apostle Paul said, and none of these things move me.
That's right.
The stuff was still out there.
That's right.
The persecution, the trouble, none of these things move me.
That's why it's so important to know that we are in Christ, in Him. And being in Him, we are the untouchables. You have to tell yourself that. You have to remind yourself of that. You have to remind your children of that. And you remind yourself where your children are concerned. You know, we tell our church at EMIC, we tell our people, when you drive by a school, plead the blood of Jesus over it. Speak over that school. Speak over it. Put that wall of redemption around it so that no evil person can get in there, and that your children are untouchables, and that we cannot be in fear where our children are concerned.
But it's something you have to exercise all the time.
We have to do it all the time.
Because fear will always present itself.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't go on vacation. And it's out there even more than you realize, because it's working there. You're hearing things that come from a place of fear without even recognizing it or noticing it. It's coming with, it's more than just what you actually recognize. This place of overcoming fear,
yes,
is not,
yep,
automatic. It's available.
Right.
There's some measure of it that, George, I do believe is automatic just by the grace of God. He's helped us and keeps us so much more than we might even think, but we still have to develop. We grow in grace. We grow in our skillfulness in the word of righteousness. And Psalm 119:11, your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. So that's time that we, mm-hmm, spend with him. But that's not hard. That's not bad. That's not dreary. That's exciting. And if your walk with the Lord is dry, dull, and boring, you're not doing it right.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you we condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and my righteousness is in us. The righteousness of God is in us. And how do you get
His righteousness?
His righteousness is in us. And how do you get to that place? How do you get to that place that we're talking here about being in Christ? It's a decision. It's a decision every one of us have to make at one time or another. Do you accept Jesus as your Lord? Do you receive Him into your life and receive that protection along with it? If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, today is the day to do it. Perhaps you have stumbled across this broadcast and you're listening to us right now and you're thinking, I can't take life anymore. I can't handle what's going on in my life. I want to kill myself. Don't kill yourself. Instead, pray this prayer after me right now. Say, Heavenly Father.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
I believe I receive. Jesus as my Lord.
Jesus as my Lord.
He is my Savior.
He's my Savior.
He's my Rescuer.
He's my Rescuer.
He's my Protector.
He's my Protector.
He's my Deliverer.
He's my Deliverer.
And I receive Him now.
I receive Him. Now.
And I receive the baptism.
And I receive the baptism.
With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
With the ability to speak in another tongue.
With the ability to speak in other tongues. That's the heavenly language. That doesn't mean that if you speak English, you'll suddenly be able to speak Spanish or Portuguese. It's talking about a language that's sourced from heaven by the Holy Spirit. Don't try to figure that out in your head. It's the open door to the supernatural. Coming to Jesus creates a new being on the inside, a creature, a person that never really existed before.
Right, right.
And then the availability of the Holy Spirit and the fullness of His ministry to you and through you. To be filled with the Holy Spirit. And Acts chapter 2 says they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke with other tongues. It's there for you. Jesus said, my name, they'll cast out devils and speak with other tongues. So it's available. You have to take that by faith.
Yes.
And take that from the scripture, believe that Jesus said it, and don't try to figure out these things in your head. Like I mentioned in that testimony, there I was laying in a ditch in Guatemala on a road out in the middle of nowhere, about to drive through a jungle, and out comes the power of tongues. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God for that.
Yes.
And that is offered to you. And we want to give you more and equip you, as we have with so many other things,
right,
so that you can know what right. it means to have your life hid with Christ in God.
Right.
And to know more about that and to be filled with the Spirit.
We have a book written by Kenneth and Gloria that we want to give to you. It's called He Did It All For You. And there are chapters in here that will help you understand the decision you just made and the commitment to the Lord that you have. And all of these will help you get started. We've got brochures of how to study the Bible.
Welcome to the family. God's will is the Holy Spirit. Now we're in Christ Jesus, the force of righteousness. Love, the secret to your success. The force of righteousness, that's God's rightness.
Yeah.
So big in you that it makes the things around you turn out right.
That's exactly right. Listen, you are an untouchable. We have a covenant with God. And really, you can wrap up all of this end time equipment in the covenant that we have with Him. We're one with Him. So stay with us. We're going to talk some more tomorrow about walking in our protection. Until then, remember this. God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.